This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, we'll set our alarm clocks back an hour this weekend, but will that mess with our internal body clocks?
First, a look at the internet. Who can tell you what your address will be there? I can. Well, not me, actually. It's the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. This is a very important group in regulating the Internet, and they've been meeting here in Los Angeles this week.
That's where I met up with the outgoing chairman of ICANN's board, a legendary figure named Vint Cerf. He's often been called the father of the Internet. Cerf told me that until the mid-1990s, there weren't too many domain names to deal with, so the task was mostly handled by a small group of volunteers. But it soon became clear that the web was going to be too huge for them.
And it got very noisy, and there was a proposal to cite an institution to deal with domain names in Geneva. That raised the hackles of some American congressmen who believed that the Internet was an American thing and we shouldn't allow the control of it to go elsewhere. And it wasn't until 1998 that ICANN, as an institution, was formed. And we now had 9 years of experience in this domain, no pun intended. And it's been a very, very complex, tumultuous, and ultimately, I think, successful enterprise.
Over the past 8 years, what have been some of the biggest challenges for ICANN in terms of accomplishing what you're supposed to do?
Well, there are questions about who should be allowed to have a top-level domain, and are they capable of operating it in a way that protects the registrants? You know, suppose you buy a domain name and you depend on it, you build up a whole business around that, and the company that does the domain name resolution, the thing that translates the domain name into an address, what if they go out of business? Nobody can find your host computer or your website or anything else, and you've invested a huge amount of money. So how do we build a highly stable and reliable domain name system so that people can rely on it? And so that led to all kinds of policy questions. That led to the question of who sets policy and how is policy developed.
That question has become quite contentious at times. Some critics say ICANN is too American-centric. For example, people who read Hebrew do so from right to left, so it's a bit awkward to type in website addresses that go left to right. Then there are the people who speak Japanese, Korean, or Russian. They can't type in Amazon.com in their native alphabet. Yet, it's one of the things ICANN is working on now, some say not fast enough. Can you respond to that? Has ICANN truly been an international organization? What would you say to critics who say it's been dominated by U.S. forces, so to speak?
I'm quite angry about this. If you will please look at the way the organization was put together, you'll notice that there was a governmental advisory committee which had members outside the United States. Second point. The only place where there's been an issue has been in the domain names themselves. And I will tell you that it has taken 6 years of work by the Internet Engineering Task Force to get to the point that we have a technical standard which will protect people from confusingly similar expressions of domain names, because if you look at the various scripts of Greek and Russian and Latin, you'll discover lots of characters that look exactly the same. This is a hard technical problem. And people have worked very, very hard to resolve them before we start putting these domain names out there. We're trying to protect the users.
Over the years, different people have expressed their opinion about what the Internet should be about. It should be about education. It should be about communication. Many people see it as a way to make money. In your opinion, what's the Internet for?
Well, first of all, the Internet's for everyone. It's just a platform. It's just an infrastructure. There are just a huge variety of ways to use this infrastructure in the same way that a road system interconnects all the cities, but it doesn't dictate what kind of a car you drive, except for certain very simple parameters. The car can't be longer than this or taller than that or wider than this. But as long as you stay within those parameters, you can design almost any vehicle. The Internet's exactly like that. The software that makes it do something is like the cars on the road. Anything you can build, it will carry.
Vint Cerf leaves his post as chairman of the board of ICANN today. He will continue working at his other job, that's chief internet evangelist for Google. You can go to npr.org to hear more from my interview with Vint Cerf on what he believes is the future of the internet.